In nome del Padre, del Hijo e dello Spirito Santo. This Mass is being offered particularly for the repose of the soul of that little child I asked you to pray for yesterday who sadly died. For the consolation of her dear mother, Danielle. Today, we have the Feast of St. Joseph. And he was one of the greatest saints of the entirety of the Church. In fact, after the Blessed Virgin Mary, who else could be greater than St. Joseph? I'll share with you something about the glories of St. Joseph in Spanish in a little bit, but do you know our Lord was, or St. Joseph was visited by an angel, and do you know which angel that was? Angel Gabriel. And he was there to assist Joseph to make sure that he would complete all that it is that God desired to do. It was through the assistance of an angel that he was able to accomplish his work. And what was the work of St. Joseph? That was part of his work. That was his occupation. That was his avocation. But that was not his vocation. To take care of the Blessed Mother and Jesus, yes. As what? As priest. As priest of his household. He was supposed to be the priest of the household of he who is the greatest high priest, the one who has passed through the heavens, as the author of Hebrews, St. Paul, would later to say. He was supposed to be a priest, in one sense, to teach the great high priest how to be a priest. An immense responsibility to be a parent, as each one of you know what it is to be a parent and the struggles that go on in being a parent. We talked about yesterday within our class a little bit about the struggle that Joseph had and Mary in losing the child Jesus when he was 12 years old there in the temple. And all the struggles that those various difficulties go through. St. Joseph is the one who is called upon to be priest of such a household. I think it's fitting today where even today we have a reenactment of what is going on within our gospel here in the sanctuary. For it is the priest who is being assisted by the angel Gabriel. That's you, bud. Yep, you smile real big there. And I thought that was a nice little beautiful thing, that it is through your help that I'm going to do the thing that I'm supposed to do, which is to be the priest. That's what servers at Mass do. So, given that, St. Joseph, as great as he was, he learned to always be attentive to his angel. And to realize that everything that it was that he was called to do in the big moments of his life was to change what his plans were when his angel spoke. When God spoke to him through an angel. And so a question for you. You're all parents. I don't know if you're Mike, are you a parent? Thanks be to God. Not that we know of, thanks be to God. Well, so you're not a parent yet. But it's a good thing to learn something now. That the only way that you will be successful in living out your lives as parents, most of you, all of you, have kids who are outside the home at this present time, even at this point, to learn a reliance upon two people. One, your guardian angel, and secondly, St. Joseph, who's patron of the family. St. Joseph is a powerful, powerful saint. And he was only able to do so because he learned a total reliance upon God, that God would speak to him through the angels. Do you think that this was the only two times within his life that St. Joseph ever was communicated to by an angel? If you think so, you're gravely mistaken. St. Joseph was always listening to his particular angel because he knew that any time that he got in trouble, any time he got into a bind, that God would always redirect his heart so he didn't know exactly what he needed to do. What St. Joseph really learned was that he couldn't do anything by himself. And that's where he was most successful, is when he was not having to go on his own, but did God give him every little instruction that he needed to make a journey? Did God give him every little moment where he had a question, he wasn't sure where to go, all of a sudden an angel came and spoke to him and told him exactly what to do? The answer is no. That he had to rely upon what God had given him as well, in his own faculties, and just trusting God, please make this work out. I'm trying to do the best that I can. And that was the life of St. Joseph, was a total reliance upon God, but also realizing that he himself had to make decisions within his life. You and I can get into very difficult places within our lives if we think that at every moment we have to have a very clear message from God as to what it is that we're supposed to do. If that was the case, how could you ever decide what to eat in the morning? How could you decide what sort of journeys you should make, whether that be, as we spoke about yesterday, am I supposed to go to Colorado today or am I not supposed to go to Colorado today? You wanted to go to Colorado today? Mom and Dad said, well, that's not going to happen today. And so they had to rely upon everything else that's going on. And it's for everything that goes on within your life and within mine. We can't merely rely upon those extraordinary moments that happen. But we can trust that God will work through those extraordinary moments. And he will strengthen you and I with every grace necessary to be able to make the right decision if we put our trust in him, even within those difficult moments, even when it seems like it's very difficult. God has given you and I everything it is that we need in his very presence here within the Eucharist, here at Holy Mass. And he's given you and I many great skills that we have acquired over the course of our lives. Through many difficulties that we pass through, he's allowed us to gain in even a human and indeed a spiritual wisdom to be able to go forward, but to have a reliance upon him for all things. Many of the saints, they wouldn't begin a single action that they'd do without calling upon Saint Joseph. Others would not go and engage in a single act within their life or decision that they had to make without first making prayer or orison to their holy angel, who was their guardian. Others were given a supreme devotion to the Blessed Mother. And so, like Saint Bernard, would never even begin to endeavor into any particular act without first calling upon Our Lady. When you and I go through whatever difficulty and struggle is that we have, realize that we have recourse to these great patrons which God has given us, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, and our own guardian angel. Also to recall that Saint Joseph was only able to be as great as he was because he had a total reliance upon God and a trust that in difficult moments where he was maybe headed in a direction that might not have been the right direction, that God would always send his angel to be able to show him and to point him in that right direction. His angel, who was indeed the angel Gabriel. Let's ask our Lord in particular way for strength to be able to go forward in whatever decisions we have to make forward. Through the intercession of Saint Joseph, who's the patron of the family, the terror of demons, and a bastion of chastity, that we will end this earthly life well. And toward that end, I share to you a prayer that I and my priest brothers are all dedicated to Saint Joseph. We often pray this prayer together. Make novenas on numerous occasions throughout the year using this exact same prayer and trusting our lives and our vocations to Saint Joseph. This is the prayer that we pray. Maybe you can insert your petition and intention in this prayer as we pray it on the feast day of Saint Joseph. O Saint Joseph, whose protection is so great, so strong, so prompt before the throne of God, I place in you all my interests and all my desires. O Saint Joseph, do assist me by your powerful intercession and obtain for me, from your divine Son, all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. So that having engaged here below your heavenly power, I may offer thanksgiving and homage to the most loving of fathers. O Saint Joseph, I never weary of contemplating you and Jesus asleep in your arms. I dare not approach while he reposes near your heart. Press him, squeeze him in my name, and kiss his fine head for me. I ask him to return the kiss when I draw my dying breath. O Saint Joseph, patron of departing souls, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
En español, aquí una meditación sobre la gloriosos de San José. La escribe un obispo francés, Jacques Beignet Bousset, que murió al principio de los siglos XVIII. Él se dice: ¿Quién glorificó a los apóstoles? Por el honor de la predilección, glorifico también a San José por la humildad de silencio. Y este hecho debemos aprender que la gloria de los cristianos no está en los logros brillantes, sino en hacer que Dios quiere de ellos. Si no todos podemos tener el honor de predicar a Jesucristo, todos podemos tener el honor de obtenerle. Esta es la gloria de San José, y es el honor sólido del cristianismo. De ordinario, la vida de los pecadores llama más la atención que la de los justos, porque las pasiones y los intereses son los que mueven el mundo. Los pecadores, dice David, han doblado por sus arcos, los han soltado contra los justos, han destruido, han vencido, pero el justo añade que la ha hecho, que puede ser el justo. Del Salmo 11, versículo 3. Quiere decir que el justo no ha hecho nada. En efecto, no ha hecho nada a los ojos de los hombres, porque lo ha hecho todo a los ojos de Dios. Así vivió José, el justo. Vio a Jesucristo y guardado silencio. la oyó y no habló. Sé contento, solo Dios, sin compartir su gloria con los hombres. Cumplió su vocación, pues así como los apóstoles fueron los ministros de Jesucristo revelado, José fue el ministro y el compañero de su vida oculta. Todo grandeza consiste en conformarnos a las órdenes de Dios, como quería que Él disponga de nosotros. Y, finalmente, que esta oscuridad que tanto tenemos, pero que es tan ilustre y tan gloriosa, sea elegida incluso por Dios. Esto es lo que nos enseña Jesucristo, escondido con su humilde familia, con María y José, a quienes une a la oscuridad de su vida porque les son muy queridos. Tomemos, pues, parte con ellos y escondémonos con Jesucristo. Él sigue escondido. Sufre cada día porque su nombre es blasfemado y su evangelio es escarnecido, porque aún no ha llegado la hora de su mayor gloria. Él está escondido con su Padre y, como dice el santo apóstol, nosotros estamos escondidos en Dios con Él. ¿Cómo estamos escondidos con Él? No es en este lugar de destierro donde debemos buscar su gloria. Pero cuando Jesús se muestre en su majestad, entonces será el momento de aparecer. Cuando Cristo, tu vida, aparezca, entonces tú también aparecerás con Él en la gloria. Oh Dios, qué dulce será presentarse en el cual día en que Jesús no alabará ante sus santos ángeles, ante todo el universo y ante su Padre celestial. Que los hombres caigan eternamente sobre nosotros para que Jesucristo hable de nosotros en aquel día. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.